Journey's End. The Promise. The Hope. A place of staying. But it is still not in sight, and the night is cold. Come out of the darkness, girl. Come out where I can see you. I have something for you. I hold her back, shaking my head. Her heart flutters beneath my hand. He promises rest. He promises food, and she is both tired and hungry. Come out. But she knows his tricks and stays at my side. The darkness is all we have to keep us safe. The Last Testaments of Gaudrell. Chapter 1.
Darkness was a beautiful thing. The kiss of a shadow. A caress as soft as moonlight. It had always been my refuge, my place of escape. Whether I was sneaking onto a rooftop lit only by the stars, or down a midnight alley to be with my brothers. Darkness was my ally. It made me forget the world I was in and invited me to dream of another. I sank deeper, searching for its comfort. Sweet murmurs stirred me. Only a sliver of golden moon shone in the liquid dark, floating, rocking, always moving, always out of my reach. Its shifting light illuminated a meadow. My spirits lifted. I saw Walther dancing with Greta. Just beyond them, Aster twirled to music I couldn't quite hear, and her long hair flowed past her shoulders. Was it the Festival of Deliverance already? Aster called out to me, "Don't tarry now, miss." Deep colors swirled. A sprinkling of stars turned purple. The edges of the moon dissolved like wet sugar into black sky. The darkness deepened. Warm. Welcoming. Soft. Except for the jostle. The rhythmic shake came again and again. Demanding. "Stay." The voice that wouldn't let go, cold and bright and sharp. "Hold on." A broad, hard chest, frosty breaths when my eyes rolled open, a voice that kept pulling the blanket away. Pain bearing down, so numbing I couldn't breathe. The terrible brightness flashing, stabbing, and finally ebbing when I could take no more. Darkness again, inviting me to stay. No breaths, no anything. When I was halfway between one world and another, a moment of clarity broke through. This is what it was to die.
Leah!
The comfort of darkness was stripped away again. The gentle warmth turned unbearably hot. More voices came. Harsh. Shouts. Deep. Too many voices. The sanctum. I was back in the sanctum. Soldiers. Governors. The Komazar. My skin was on fire. Burning. Stinging. Wet with heat. Leah, open your eyes. Now. Commands. They had found me. Leah! My eyes flew open. The room spun with fire and shadows, flesh and faces, surrounded. I tried to pull back, but searing pain wrenched my breath away. My vision fluttered. Leah, don't move. And then a flurry of voices. She's come to. Hold her down. Don't let her get up. I forced a shallow breath into my lungs, and my eyes focused. I surveyed the faces staring down at me.